track session number 19667, Reel 6.
John Lichthelm, Reel 6.
Who came from The Hague? Another young fellow, who had been serving with the Queen. And the third one had the name of Struve. I said, Struve? We had our captain of the flight from Lisbon to here was Struve. Well, he said, it's my brother. So Struve, his brother had escaped or had been somewhere else in the world, you know, flying. And of course, now his younger brother had escaped as well. So fantastic, isn't it? Yeah, coincidence. Very good. That's lovely. Well, we stayed there for a couple of weeks. I think at the most, I nearly said hoogstens, which is a Dutch word. about fortnight, I think, when we went to Patriotic School near London. Where it was in London, I don't know, but it was called Patriotic School. And that's where we really were interrogated before we were allowed, you know, as free people.
Patriotic School for Dutchmen, you
mean? No, Patriotic School. It was a school specially for interrogation, etc. And we met a gentleman who was half Dutch, I think, or full Dutch. I reckon he was Jewish, and he was called Pinto. And Pinto was very well known, as he had already discovered two spies amongst people coming from Holland. And he told us that as well. I wanted to see our reaction, of course. But my brother and I were separately interrogated. And of course, they had probably already details about the underground movement, etc., which had fallen apart. And some had been captured. And, you know, we had no trouble at all. And then from there, we went both to the Dutch Air Force. We wanted to become pilots, if possible. Because when you had escaped from Holland, successfully, of course, you were allowed to choose in which cadre, in which form you wanted to serve. If you were suitable, you know, some went for parachutists, some went for, we had some marine people, mariners. We had all sorts of people, of course, escaped. And they all could choose what they wanted to be in the forces, if they were suitable. And we were found to be tested for pilot or whatever. We used to call it pilot, navigator or bombardier. And that was given to us by the Queen, so we could decide ourselves. And so we went to the Dutch Air Force, Army Air Force, and they took my brother, who was then 18, 19, roughly, they took him on. And they said to me, no, only navigator, or machine gunner, or something like that, whatever. You know, if you're not suitable for navigator, then you become a machine gunner. I said, now I want to become a pilot. Oh, you're too old for that. 27, you're too old for that. So I went to the Navy. Well, they said the same thing. And I said, well, I'll go back then to the Air Force Department. Now, he said, you earn more in the Navy, you get better pay. I said, well, that's a good reason. I stayed in, joined up with the Navy. I was in a sailor's uniform for about 2 or 3 days. God, it didn't fit me at all. I was so tight that I couldn't move. That's terribly tight, those naval uniforms. And then we were sent both together to the RAF to be tested. All sorts of ways, of course. And we We went through the test and we joined up with the RAF. Went to Scarborough, ITW. But the RAF didn't take any notice of what they told you, what they had been told by the Navy or by the Air Force. If they thought you were good enough for a pilot, they were going to train you for pilot. And of course, if you did your solo or you did your first training all right, and we both passed. I never did my solo in the first aerodrome near Leicester, where we had our first test in these flying machines, the
Tiger Moth.
Tiger Moth, the bloody Tiger Moth. I never liked the damn thing. I couldn't land in it. He said, "No, you won't go solo." I said, "Oh, no, sir." No, he said, "Nothing to do with that." He said, "You'll still go to Canada and, you know, go for pilot training." He said, "It doesn't matter whether you go solo or not." He said, I won't let you go because you'll be going until your fuel runs out. You'll go bumpity bump, bumpity bump. Your landing is no good." When I had in Canada, I had in no time, I had my solo lesson, you know, my solo going. And it was a different plane altogether. So I didn't like it. I didn't like the Tiger Moth. I just didn't like it, no.
So you got your wings?
I had my wings in Canada, yes.
But which year was that you got your wings?
I got my wings in beginning of 44. The trouble was, you were always waiting to go to the next station, you know, the next training ground. We were in Saskatoon, we were in North Battleford, and North Battleford, I got my wings. But by the time we got back to England, where we had to do one more training before we would go on ops, they started to close down. The North Battleford was closed down, and then, not then yet, now I was a pilot, they didn't want me to make me an instructor. That came later, because I had, that came later, they wanted to make me instructor because I had broken the highest points of the station. I think the highest points had been 93%, and I had 94%. And then the station closed down.
So all this was because the war was end was beginning
getting
to approach.
The end was coming near the end. And then we were going to, I wanted to go on single, on fighter planes. My brother wanted to go on fighter planes. But he was sent away for twin engine, and I, through the Navy, was not sent away for twin engine. I had to go to another station, but I had to wait again, and then they decided I was sent to, by that time it was peace, and I was sent to Bergen-op-Zoom, which was very near to the place Putten, where I crossed the border. And I was, without having an instructor's license, I was an instructor, made an instructor.
So you mean you had been sent, you joined the Dutch Navy,
yes,
and they sent you to the RAF for flying training?
Flying training.
To, yes, be a Dutch Navy pilot?
That's right, yeah. And when I came back, a commander at headquarters said, "You should have been a navigator." I said, "I didn't like the navigation very much." I said, "They made me a pilot." "All right, never mind." "Never mind, you're a pilot now." Yes. And then eventually, because of waiting time, I was sent as an instructor to Bergen-op-Zoom. And then, unfortunately, one student nearly dived me into the ground when we were landing. He suddenly pushed the stick forward, and we made a hell of a bump. And then I was tested again by a test pilot he all had to go through that. And he said, we want to make you an instructor. You've got to go back to England. I said, that's not good. I don't want to be an instructor. I said, the war is over. I said, I've tried. And I want to go in civil life again. I want to go in business. So I only went to to London. I had met a girl here, and I was going to get married to her. Also, I'd been married in Holland, but that didn't go somehow anymore after the war, in 4 or 5 years, you know. So I was demobbed in London because I had joined in London. And I can hear.